The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca, and wow, the world of the WWE, the world of pro wrestling has changed so much over the last 24 hours. We're going to do our best. That's myself, Tommy Dreamer, and Mickey James to make sense of what's going on. Stephanie McMahon resigning. Is there a potential sale on the horizon of the WWE? And who could that be? We speculate, we talk about it right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Mickey and Tommy, since we went off the air yesterday, the world of the WWE has completely changed.
The busties have been busted. And Dave, I kind of feel like we're sitting on the cusp of another Black Saturday for you and I. It's a weird, ominous feeling. Also, a shout out to everybody who's at the airports right now. I know there's a lot going on in the world with every flight being shut down. And there's a computer outage out there. Because these are the trends that I wake up to. And I thought the Saudis kind of caused the airlines to go down because they purchased the WWE. So that's what you get when you read off Twitter. I think we have to sit back, kind of let things unfold. But there's been a lot of talk, a lot of scuttlebutt, and there's a whole lot to get into today. But I really do feel we're sitting on another Black Saturday.
Black Saturday. Scuttlebutt really might be the word of the day.
Yes.
Tommy.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, if the biggest thing is Stephanie sitting down, stepping down.
Yeah, I saw that news last night.
Steph walks away. I think the next progression is Hunter steps away. Then everybody that he brought back will go freak out zone. And then we'll see a lot. This is going to be a lot, man.
Yeah.
And I think today there is going to be a lot of speculation. Again, you know, other than Stephanie McMahon resigning yesterday, a lot of the reports are just that. They're just reports. They're just rumors. There's nothing definitive. So I think the best thing that we can do is kind of rewind a little bit. And let's look back at the things that have been happening over the last month in the world of the WWE. Because I think we need to do our best to try to make sense of what's going on in the WWE right now. So about a month ago, there were the rumors that Vince McMahon wanted back in, that he had taken some bad advice and that he should never have stepped down and that he wanted back in. There was a vote on the board of directors and it was unanimous that it wasn't best or best for the company for Vince McMahon to come back. And then last week, we hear that Vince McMahon is like, listen, if it's time for negotiations of content and media rights, then you better let me back in. If there is a potential sale of the company, you better let me back in because I'm the majority shareholder and I'm not going to let anything happen unless I'm a part of it. So he's brought back in. And with that happening, two people were removed from the board of directors. Two people actually resigned from the board of directors. So there was a lot happening within the WWE organization. And then yesterday we find out that Stephanie McMahon not only was going to take a leave of absence, which she says in her statement that she was thinking about, but she has completely resigned from the WWE. And then we find out that a unanimous vote from the board of directors that Vince McMahon is now back being the chairman of the board. So we went from 6 months ago, Vince McMahon stepping away, which we thought was going to be, you know, forever. And now Vince McMahon is pretty much right back where he was. Now, Nick Khan is no longer the co-CEO. He is the CEO of the WWE. As of right now, Triple H is still in charge of creative, but Mickey and Tommy, and Mickey, I'll start with you first. It seems like right now things are changing within the structure of the WWE very rapidly.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think there's been a lot of changes just in the mix of like the houses, almost back and forth a lot. There's been a lot of uncertainty. So, but with this happening, obviously there's been, it's weird to see, because the two people that stepped down were the people that were kind of in charge of the investigation with Vince in the first place, right? Like of the in-house investigation, they stepped down. And then I saw that Michelle and George came back.
Yes. Yep.
Who were, yep. Yeah. And they had, I guess they had started their own like investment firm while they were gone together. So it's kind of weird how I'm like, oh, it's just really strange. It's all strange. But I can, you know, I'm sad about Stephanie kind of stepping down, because I admired Stephanie so much. And to see a woman in that position, I thought it was going to be like a positive change. Mm-hmm. You know, it was pretty progressive and a real positive change for the future. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't even know what to say. I'm like, oh.
And I kind of think we're all in this together, because I think a lot of people are a bit speechless right now when it comes to the world of the WWE. And I agree, Mickey, because of all the turmoil that was taking place, you know, late spring and early summer in the WWE with the accusations on Vince McMahon and, you know, him finally stepping away in July, and really Stephanie McMahon and Triple H stepping up to fill that void that was left by Vince McMahon. I think there was a lot of goodwill. I know like a lot of our fans and a lot of people are looking at what's on their TV screen every week. But when you look at the whole aura and morale of the WWE, I think, you know, things have kind of changed in a very positive direction over the last 6 months. You know, are what we're seeing over the last, you know, 24 hours washing that all away? Again, this is where you're going to start speculating and probably having a deeper conversation when it comes to the future of the WWE. And Tommy, you know, we thought Vince McMahon stepped away, but I guess in reality, we should have known that this was going to happen. I mean, Vince McMahon last Thursday sent out his own press release saying that unless he was going to get back into the fold of the WWE, that he wasn't going to play ball. I guess we should have figured at some point that this was going to happen.
Yeah. Man, there's a lot to this. When you broke down kind of like the history thing, the one thing, and I always say, is you have to follow the money. If you also think about it's, you know, this is a publicly traded company for now. Mm-hmm. The stock market went nuts with all this apparent, you know, sale. I wish I didn't get rid of all my WWE stock. I had done it a while ago. I still have, I think, one share, so I can officially complain. Because I own a piece of the company, but that's the biggest part with all the rumors and everything that's going on. I would look at it. I mean, if we're going to go timeline, like I said, there's a lot when you have to, you know, there's got to be filings of a new ownership through, what is it? The FCC. So there's a lot of stuff that has to go down. A lot of people would be speculating because, hey, Vince has this connection. It's the proverbial, I got a guy. And then with this, then it would be, would you take your company, no longer make it a publicly traded company?
So go private.
Infusion of cash. And then you don't have to listen to anybody ever again.
Right.
Because you're a privately run company. Mm-hmm. And you know, to Mickey's point, the people that were let go were, yes, you know, and this is all public knowledge. This is not rumors. The people who were part of that investigation, they were brought on the board. So if you think about from when Vince was out and then who was put in charge, this is like new management. Whenever you have new management come in, they're going to put in who they feel are the best in charge.
Right.
So if you had that position before, you have to be very, very worried. And I'm sure that there are people within the WWE that either came back or that were, you know, on the fence. They should be worried because there's new management. I mean, these are all, again, facts. Where this is going to take us is unknown chartered territory that, you know, we're even discussing the sale. If it was just TV rights, I was kind of hoping this would be a situation like if we're talking about baseball, the ruthless agent Scott Boras, who always leaks information to the press so his players get signed elsewhere. He just did it with Carlos Carrera, who has went from the Giants to the Mets, and now he is signed with the Twins because they said, hey, there's other people interested. To hopefully, if that helps, to boost it. And you do have those people in your back pocket. And that's where we always talk about dirt sheets. But, I mean, these are how rumors and innuendos can actually affect your business. It'll be interesting to see how once, if there is a sale, how the stock reacts. Mm-hmm. Initial, because of all the infusion of cash, would be very, very big up until if they do try to just say, well, guess what? We're no longer public anymore.
Right.
Because that's how you got to survive.
And, you know, there's all these reports, and I'm sure everybody that's listening right now has probably seen them, that there was a sale of the WWE to, you know, Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund. Listen, that's the report. Those are the rumors. But, you know, if there is a sale and if that's going to happen, it's going to take a long time for that to go through and to actually happen. There's a lot of government regulations. As you said, Tommy, this is a publicly traded company. So it's not like a privately owned company where something like that could happen quickly. That's not the case here. So even if there is a deal in place by principle, it's going to take a long time for this actually to happen. And I think that's why we were seeing reports that a sale was probably going to happen sometime mid 2023. So even if there is a deal in place in principle, it's going to take 3 to 6 months for this to actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you're ever going to get the real or true story. You know, Stephanie resigned. Stephanie also has a lot of, you know, financial stake in the company. I'm sure there's also NDAs. There's a lot that you know, you wouldn't talk about. And like I said, there's a big financial reason not to say anything because, hey, you're going to reap the rewards of the sale financially. Mm-hmm. And you have to live the rest of your life and with your family and your kids and all that. And it's not like, you know, thousands, it's millions upon millions right. of dollars that, you know, you're going to be set for the rest of your life. And, you know, now what do you, if it's just, you're going to retire and be at home and be with your kids. Awesome. If you're mm-hmm. going to get into another different business venture, that happens too. If you're going to try to start another wrestling company, I mean, there's so many different layers. Yeah. I don't think the latter would be the most, but this is, you know, back and forth. This is some medieval right. shit going on.
It's like that show Succession. Yeah. Or you know what else I just started watching was Yellowstone. It's so good.
Yes.
But it's like the whole, because you think like Vince is probably, you know, he, in his mind, he's built this company from the ground up and made it so, so successful. But I do think when you look at the history of WWE, when the company became publicly traded, I felt like it pulled the reins back on a lot of things that they were not as edgy. They went more PG-13 and, you know, everything is an open book. It's all open knowledge because it is. But also to your point, Tommy, even, you know, if you have stake in the company and it's a publicly traded company, legally, you're not supposed to do anything that's going to damage the stock prices of the company. Like, that's your obligation to the company as a shareholder, as a, you know. So.
Yes. Well, and, you know, also when if you're Vince, like I said, you got to kind of sit back and see how this plays out for the biggest reason, you know, if, you know, for Vince, when he, and I would call it his play to get back in mm-hmm. is if this is a publicly traded company and I have the most shares,
mm-hmm.
I have to make sure that this company gets the most money for you shareholders.
Right.
And with me being here, you know, I can put a kibosh to this. I mean, it was a beautiful play business wise. how it's going to affect long term, that's the big
thing. To be determined for sure. And I think too, like what to your point, like it's like, well, what's to say? Is it the sale of the full company? Is it a part of the company? You know, there could be very well, like in the kind of like the UFC, where certain key players are kept and put and stay in place and have, you know, those positions to help run the company and do all of the things. So there may not, like, do you think it's going to be one of those things of, aside from like a major cash injection, there's not going to be a whole lot of change to like the type of product and the writers and all that stuff that are on board? Because whoever buys it, they're not going to come in and bring in like a whole new writing team or a whole new roster of talent. They may add a few. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that's good time for a commercial break.
Yeah, because you know what? Because you know what, Tommy? I think what Mickey's question, it's a good one, because there's a lot of layers to this. And let's face it, I think if you would have asked me a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, what direction this company was going to go in, I think everybody would have assumed, hey, it went from Vince McMahon Sr. to Vince McMahon Jr. and then, you know, to his kids, like to a Stephanie McMahon, Stephanie McMahon Jr. That is not going to be the case moving forward. What we all thought, this ma and pa shop that was just going to be handed down from generation to generation, that is not going to happen now.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
NFL fans, right now on the SXM app, hear in-depth coverage of your team with the Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. It's all the analysis, all the breakdowns that matter to you, hosted by the players who played for your team and the fans who eat, sleep, and breathe it. 32 diehard fan bases, 32 podcasts. The Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. BLEAV. Search Believe in, followed by your team on the SXM app, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ariel Helwani tweeted out just about 15 minutes ago that, contrary to reports stating otherwise last night, there is no deal in place at this precise moment for WWE to be sold to Saudi Arabia's public investment fund or any entity. Sources say the organization is still exploring all options. He was told that it is still developing. So again, this is still developing, and we're not going to have answers about who is going to be the next buyer of the WWE. I still think you have to look at that 3 to 6 month period. But one thing we do know, Mickey and Tommy, is that this company is being sold, and the structure of what we thought this company was going to be is going to be vastly different than what we all assumed for decades and decades in the world of the WWE. And I think the biggest blow of all was Stephanie McMahon resigning yesterday evening. To me, that was like, I was blindsided by that, because I think everybody thought that at some point or some part, Stephanie McMahon would be a part of the future of the WWE. But as of right now, Mickey, that does not look like that's going to be the case.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I wonder, like, it's like the timing of her stepping down. But then again, she only stepped up while Vince was away. And if he was brought back on as CEO, you know, I mean, obviously, like you said, we all thought that was the natural progression of like it go from Vince to Stephanie and Shane to, you know, their children. Like, that's just what we all thought the WWE was always going to be. And now it's just, the whole landscape has changed. And I can't imagine as a talent, like, that uncertainty of, okay, well, what's going to happen now? Cause it keep, you know, it's a scary place to be, I think.
I never thought that. I thought
as a talent, would,
no. WWE would be up once Vince died. And like the proverbial, he's going to hold on to it till his last breath.
Yeah.
And then I thought there would be a hierarchy for the company in the sense of, I don't know who would get it. I don't, you know, that has, that would have to go to your will.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think Vince thinks he's going to die. So don't know if he has a will. And right. Well, death is weakness.
Yeah.
And I thought like once he left / died, there would be a fight for the WWE. And whoever would be in charge at the top, corporate wise, mm-hmm. when it's a publicly traded company, that would be the person who got it.
Right.
So whoever would be your CEO at the time would technically be in charge of WWE until there'd be a fight amongst the children. I want Stephanie, I'm not Stephanie, I want Linda to come back and say, I want a divorce and it's all mine.
She may still, who knows?
But you have Stephanie, you have Stephanie McMahon resigning, but I think the big news too, and I think, listen, that there's probably a lot of fans listening that this was something that they feared, is that, you know, they announced, WWE corporate announced yesterday evening that the board of directors unanimously elected Vince McMahon executive chairman of the board. Like, so he went basically from not being a part of the WWE anymore to even, you know, the board unanimously voting for him not to come back to be a part of it when there was speculation that he wanted to come back, to now unanimously being voted to chairman of the board. Like, you know, Vince McMahon is firmly back in charge. And it, and I think a lot of people are looking to see if there's going to be changes. Forget about the sale for a second, because that's all speculation that we really don't know when that sale is going to happen or who that sale is going to be with. But Vince McMahon is back. And I think a lot of the things that have happened over the last 6 months can be completely changed. Like you said, Mickey, like Stephanie McMahon stepped up because she had that leave of absence. She came back. She stepped up, you know, to be, you know, to be a part of that chairman of the board, to be co-chairwoman of the board. But it's one thing to like not be in that position, and it's another thing entirely to completely resign from the company. I mean, Stephanie McMahon had such a big hand in a lot of charities that went on in the world of the WWE. So I was really surprised that she completely resigned from the company. I thought maybe a leave of absence or maybe stepping down, but to completely resign. And now Vince McMahon to be the executive chairman of the board. I mean, this is huge because I think a lot of fans now are like, all right, Triple H may be the next to go. This, you know, Triple H being in charge of creative may be the next position. Now, from everything that's being said, that's not going to happen. But we also thought Vince McMahon was gone. So nothing is going to surprise me right now.
Well, I never thought Vince McMahon was totally gone. I felt like he was very much still. I mean, it's still his company. He has most of the voting rights, like he owns majority of the company, so I never really truly thought he was gone, I guess. And I think maybe that's where it is. Like, you're right, Tommy, and that when you said earlier, like, oh, I didn't think he was ever going to step down until he had to, till his hand was forced, because what, you know, he's crazy. He would be at the gym at like 3 o'clock in the morning after being on the road. Like, this is what he's done his whole life, you know. What is he going to do otherwise? But then, I think Stephanie always had aspirations. In my heart, I felt like Stephanie always had aspirations, whether it be in politics and other things, and she's got other interests. I felt like, especially with her charity work and stuff. And so maybe she feels she still owns a piece of the company, but by resigning from that position while all this other stuff is in place, maybe she's forward thinking to like what she's going to do once the company is sold, because this has been what, I guess, you know, in her mind, like that was going to be her next chapter. And so what is she, you know, she's a smart woman. It's like, she's not, you know, so I'm sure it came from a very intelligent space as to why she just stepped down completely.
The Friday employee meeting, led by Nick Khan and Stephanie, and it's kind of a rah-rah speech for Vince, and then she steps down. I would like to say, finger quotes, resigned. Because, like I said, she was already out, so was Triple H. They were gone. They were gone from WWE. though they had all their shares. They, you know, then all the rumors come back, they step up, which is, you know, the proper move to do. Mm-hmm. There's just, this is, you know, Bully and I always talk about, especially within WWE chess, this is human chess.
Yeah.
And which pieces are being moved. There's going to be pawns, which is fine. And those are like rumors and everything. But the real master players of this are the master. And we joke, it's all about the game and how you play it. Mm-hmm. And these are all moves. And this is like a, this is like, you know, Wall Street. These are like, this is a movie. This is that will never, that's all speculation, innuendo, again, scuttlebutt. We're going from what we saw, but just from the transitions from Friday, hey, everything's great, till, because then you have to work your way out, or how you're moving. Like, and Dave, I told you, like, I knew when I was leaving WWE, and I worked it for 6 months because I knew, I saw the writing on the wall. Mm-hmm. And how long I would have lasted, who knows, because contracts mean nothing. But I positioned myself back against the wall. This is what I'm going to do. And I was the lowest bit player. We're talking about owners. We're talking about millions upon billions of dollars. And, you know, this is all, it started all about negotiation rights, and now it's moved to a for sale. If you are Vince McMahon, the best thing to do is to sell, keep yourself in top power,
mm-hmm.
and keep everything in place, and then be like, oh, by the way, I don't want to be a publicly traded company anymore.
Right.
Don't know how you go about doing that, because if I have all this money, I don't need that.
No.
And then your bargaining tool is, I have this thing called WWE. I have this thing that everybody wants each and every moment. What we're doing right now is content. We want people tuning in. And how do you tune in? It's the WWE. Think about the WWE Network. Think about USA, Fox, all that stuff, that entity, this content on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, like all those, when they give you, hey, these are facts you didn't want to think, you know, we got the most subscribers here. We got the most subscribers there. This is all what, you know, becomes your value for and forever in perpetuity with, you know, Tommy Dreamer stays up late at night and he's watching Starcade. You know, he's watching All-Star Wrestling. Now you have all these other things that you're still going to, you know, because this thing called content is key. And whoever holds that is the king of all the content. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just said something interesting, and you talked about money. Both you and Mickey mentioned about money, and you go where the money goes. For a Vince McMahon, and I don't know Vince McMahon personally, you guys have obviously worked and know him a hell of a lot more than me. What's more important to Vince McMahon? Is it the money or is it the power? Because right now he has all the options. He has the power back, which he didn't have just a few months ago. And it seems like now with the company up for sale, the potential of making so much money is there. So what's more important to Vince McMahon? Is it the money or is it the power?
Oh, God, I think they're equal. And I think that if we go, actually, if we rewind a little bit too, this all these changes and everything all started when they brought Nick Khan on board in the first place. Like, you rewind back to, what was that, like a year and a half, 2 years ago? And how the company switched back and forth, and then kind of how Shane kind of left out of the picture. And, you know.
And now he's the new CEO.
Yeah, and he gets a piece of whatever the company sells for. He gets a percentage off of that, not counting his whatever he's there for the table. Like, good on him for negotiating that deal. But so it, you know, that feel like since he's been brought on board in-house, that must have been that everybody knew that eventually it would be sold. There were all these cuts made, all these things made, watching like how well the company's doing each year and trying to make it as look and I mean, it obviously is hella valuable, but look as valuable and pretty as possible for a buyer, you know? So
to answer your question, he had all the money already. And if he's not there, he's still making all that money.
Yeah.
So then your answer would have to be the power.
Yeah.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.